Lord, will few be saved? It's just like saying, Lord, will all of us will be saved here on earth and me? Right? It sounds like that. That the question is, would I be saved too? If you will notice the way our gospel is from the start of August, we start with the rich man, right? And then going on, we all talk about the kingdom of God, of how could we inherit the kingdom of God. And we heard it. Jesus explained that first, the kingdom of God has a narrow gate. So what does this mean for us? Is it really a narrow? Remember the gospel also about the eye of the needle, right? It's just like the eye on the needle. If you can pass through that door, you'll be saved. You can enter the kingdom of heaven. But what really is Jesus trying to tell us? I grew up in a Catholic family since birth. And whenever every Sunday, for us not to miss masses, the tower bell of our town will ring at, I think, 6 o'clock a.m. And that's so loud that you can even hear it from your sleep. And just imagine the mass is at 7 o'clock. So an hour before, it will ring. So it will remind us to get up. And if I kind of like wants to slip in, here you go, my grandmother will just knock on the door and wake up, Edgar, wake up. And it's just like everybody else in the house, kind of like, okay, we need to go to Mass. But when I was growing up, I don't understand why I'm going to Mass, right? It's just I'm just going with the flow. And so I did grow up like that. But as I grew up, I kind of like questioned why? And they say, so you will be saved. Saved from what? Saved from what? And as I grew up, that the things I understand is that from the Old Testament, like we are all created by God in His image and likeness. But because of our weaknesses, we tainted that image, that pure image. And now for us, and what happened? So now death came. We cannot be immortal anymore, but a mortal being. And so they explained to me, because that's why Christ came, to save us all, to have eternal life. For He Himself conquered death on the cross, and death Himself perished. And that came to me a notion of, okay, so I have to be saved from eternal death, so that I may enjoy eternal life. So it's so, how do you call it? Now it's so clear to me why we need to be saved. And so what is now Christ saying to us about the narrow gate? Narrow gate, it doesn't mean only it's a narrow opening, right? But a narrow gate means for us, we need to be disciplined. And so I saw this when I grew up. That's probably the reason why my grandparents, you know, put me on this kind of a room to discipline me, to discipline my faith, so I may grow in faith and to understand the faith, and most importantly, to live the faith. And so this narrow gate, if we ourselves don't discipline ourselves with all the teachings of the church, then it will be hard for us to enter the kingdom of God. And this is now making every Sunday clear and clear. This is what Jesus is talking about last Sunday, that he came not for peace, but division. But not division of good from good, but division from good and evildoers. And so we heard it. You heard it in the gospel today, the word evildoers. But don't lose hope, my brothers and sisters. All we need to do is believe in Him. And in believing in Him, we must live that faith that we believe in. Isn't it like, for instance, when we watch TV advertisement, if we believe that product, we will use it. So if we believe in Christ's teaching, we have to live it. We have to live it. And remember, he said at the last sentence of the gospel today, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. First of all, he was talking about those chosen one before. Okay? They were the chosen one, but do they believe? And you know the history. From time of Adam and Eve to the time of Moses, God kind of like, you know, being patient with them all throughout. Because they sometimes believe, they sometimes not. And so, this is the way, that's the reason why Jesus said, the first shall be last. And who is this last that he's talking about? Us, the Gentiles. The Gentiles. Because now, Jesus Christ truly believed that we try our best. We try our best to live the faith that he taught us. And now, my brothers and sisters, let us, you know, not be only believing is not only knowing the faith, but believing is doing the faith. And so, yes, we do be nursed at this table with his body and blood. And yes, it is enough for us to be saved. But again, he's telling us today, again, that we must live the faith as well. Because if you don't, will be useless. It will be useless. But again, and again, and again, Jesus is bringing us hope. Hope that we can change. Hope that we not know only what the faith is, but to live the faith that he taught us.